Cheap Show is for entertainment purposes only. The characters and events depicted in this podcast are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Cheap Show is a fictional show starring two fictional characters called Eli Silverman and Paul Gannon. Anything they say and do isn't real or ever or means anything. Or just chill, would you? All right? It's just a podcast, a little bit of fun every week for you and your mama to enjoy. Oh, mama. No, sorry. Anyway.
Paul.
Yeah?
And I mean this with the utmost respect.
Yeah, I'm just putting
we're
a statement
start,
in.
Let's start again.
No,
that didn't work.
I don't care.
No laughs for about 30 seconds. It was just you reading.
I had to read that out for legal purposes.
No, you didn't.
Because people think we're real.
No, they don't.
They do.
Paul.
They think that we're real and we behave like this all the time. And I kind of have to state now that, no, this is an entertainment purposes only podcast.
Paul, I've got something to say.
Have
and
you?
And it's not for entertainment purposes.
Oh, here we go.
That's okay.
Fucking Eli going off on one of his grandpa grumble chats or whatever it's called. Eli's
grumble
chats.
I've got
chats.
Something to say.
Go on.
Right. So I was.
I've been sick four times this morning, just for the record.
I honestly think that was a really terrible way to open. There was no humour in that. I couldn't
go
detect
on. Do
any
humour now, then. Do your thing. Is that going to be humour?
All right.
Come on, then,
Don't
Mr. Humour.
Don't fucking challenge
man.
Me.
Here he comes to save the day.
I'll rise to the attention.
Mighty Eli is on his way.
I'll rise to the occasion.
Oh, hello. Don't sit like that, then. For I may be taken astray with an eye. Go on, laugh at it, you prick.
Right, I was getting changed. What?
Sorry, continue. I was having a coffin fit.
Coffin.
Yeah. Mm. I was sick four times this morning.
Foreshadowing.
And had two types of runs.
Two different consistencies of runs.
The old banger, you know, when you sit on it, goes, pa! And it all comes out. Blah! And then there was the one that came out
second.
The
fizzy steamer.
Yeah, the fizzy steamer. All
anyway.
Aboard.
Done a train again.
The fizzy steamer.
Go on.
Boop, boop.
Yeah, thank you. Right. That, you just need to get to the boop, boop bit.
Poop, poop.
Poop, poop, Mr. Silverman. No. So I'm basically putting my pants on and I get a proper, a chuffney guffed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of your cranic area.
I get a chuffney guffed.
Yeah. Of your gruntle.
A gruntle waft.
Yes.
And I think, oh, there's a note of fish in that.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
And I think...
From you or from your clothes?
And then I think of this very funny little pun wordplay thing.
Here we go. We've all been waiting for it.
Oh, my bollocks smell of Alaskan pollock. My pod smell of cod.
No.
You think of one.
I've got one, mate. I already did it.
What?
I did it just before, didn't I? And everyone laughed at it.
Didn't. Don't try and gaslight me.
I did. They
you
all
didn't.
Laughed at it.
You made a fish. Just repeat it for me then.
No.
Kindly. Repeat your fish ball smelling of fish
it
pun.
Fish ball pun.
Well, what kind of pun was it then if it's not a fish ball pun?
I've been very poorly today. Leave me alone.
My bollocks smell of pollocks.
Right.
And my pod smell of cod.
So there
I've
we go.
I've got a fishy waft on my guffney guffed.
Another outstanding.
Also, I've got something else to
open.
Say.
Do you want to leave it for after the credits?
No. About, oh, I'm going to
roll
them.
I'll roll them now.
You're not,
then.
You're not playing along.
I'll roll them now.
I want you to do something with fish and bollocks.
Can
it
we do it after
later.
The credits? Can I put the credits in
testes,
now?
Testes, peskies.
Pesky testes. That's better.
No, but Pisces testes.
Oh. No. Right.
No.
It's time for
what
Cheap
do you mean,
Show.
No,
it's
Guffney.
It's time for Cheap Show.
Guffney guffed. Guffney gruffed.
Shut up. It ruins the rhythm
play
going in.
Play the fucking thing.
You can't say that because you say that in the theme now.
Play the thing. Play
shut
the
up.
Thing. Press the fucking credits.
Off Ram Randolph. Off Ram Randolph. Paul Gannon. Eli Silverman. Welcome to Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking evil posse.
Cheap Show time.
Welcome to Cheap Show. Right, welcome to Cheap Show. It's the comedy sometimes. It's the comedy podcast where Eli and I sometimes go for the bargain bins, the charity shops and power lands of this great country of ours. Sometimes. And we bring you sometimes back the cheap... That... Oh! the treasure we find amongst the trash. The cheap trash. Oh, sometimes. Sometimes.
Right, I saw this
he's just gone into it. Wow.
An advert the other day, Paul. I saw an advert the other day, Paul, and don't put deodorant on while I'm podcasting. Fuck's sake.
I'm a bit stinky because I had a massive sweat on when I was being sick.
No one cares.
Oh, that's better.
Right, and it was some advert. It was a billboard, and it was a footballer, Paul.
Yeah.
And it said, it's some footballer. Yeah.
Right.
And it said, up your barbecue game. And you know what it was advertising?
Sauce.
Hellman's mayonnaise and barbecue sauce. And it's like, how fucking stupid is everyone getting? That is basic condiments. That wouldn't up your barbecue game. Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Is everyone going around having barbecues with no sauce? And someone brings, some cunt brings a fucking bottle of mayonnaise and they're all like, oh, I worship you. You've upped your barbecue game. It's bullshit. It's the stupefaction of everything and the non-acceptance of sauces as a basic principle of eating, and especially outdoors barbecue stuff. You don't even agree with my point. Up your barbecue game, it said.
I would agree.
Adolescent locker room in here with your fucking horrible deodorant.
At least it's not fucking Lynx Africa.
Imperial leather.
No, it's not Imperial leather.
It's suffocating me.
It's not.
I can't breathe. Up your fucking deodorant game, my
mate.
Friend.
Go into the hallway and grab off the top of the boxes one of those Bartians magazines.
Right. It's on top, very top. Very, very top.
Here we go. Well done. Sorry.
Oh, mate, that fucking hell.
Sorry. Sorry, mate.
Up your barbecue game. By what? Bringing some ketchup. Have you heard of this? It's ketchup. Have you heard of ketchup?
I just wanted
to... up my game.
But have you finished ranting about fucking upping your barbecue game?
He's really... John. He came... He really upped our barbecue game.
I'm too poorly to put up with this
week. I've got a bun. John has a bun.
I think I had food poisoning or something.
John introduced me to buns. Have you heard of buns?
You want to sit down? You fucking mad prick. Stop making a noise. I've got a neighbour downstairs who think I'm having a breakdown.
Oh, no.
She always knocks on the door and shouts at me. Oh, she says.
I can't perform here. I'm straight jacketed.
You can perform here. You've just got to, you know, modulate your performance.
Sorry. By the way, Paul.
I don't want to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about right now.
No, but by the way, I just need to warn you.
Yeah.
I need to warn you.
About?
TB.
I haven't got TB.
No, TB. He's been sending emails.
Who's TB?
Trackball.
Oh, no, I don't reply to him.
Not
I just
to
don't
me,
reply.
No, I know, but he's been inviting people.
To what?
To the podcast.
This podcast?
Yes, he's been sending out emails.
Well, he's...
Off his own steam.
For what? For they can join in?
He's there. Why Travelled Rob is in the...
Oh, fuck off. You know what? I'm just not doing that this week. I just don't want to do it this week.
He's in the anti-chamber.
All right, well, then they can have fun next door.
He's insisting on coming in because he's got the email. He's printed it out. He's got the email from Trackbot.
Can I do this, which is actually more important, and maybe our listeners give a fuck about this as opposed to whatever drivel you're creating narratively in the room next door?
I'm just warning you. He's going to have to poke his head
around the
corner
at some stage. I'll tell
you what,
mate, I'll just be blunt. I was sick 4 times and shit twice today, and I'm not in the mood to play Trackbot. I'm just not in the mood
to
do the character.
You don't have to play him.
I don't.
Just get Wide Travelled Rob.
What's the point then?
You explain that to...
This is a no character
week. You explain that to Wide Travelled Rob when he comes in.
No character week this week. I'm saying it now.
I can't control it if someone comes into the room.
Don't care
if
people are looking forward to it. Oh, I like me Trackbot. Oh, I like me Wide Travelled Rob. Fine. All right, good. But not this week.
Fucking
Paul,
hell, you are such a party pooper.
Paul did 3 rainbow yawns this morning.
Who cares? Put that aside and entertain the people. A Guffney Charlie, a Guffney Chuff. He comes round here,
I can't do this podcast anymore with you. I can't.
Why? Because you can't do anything. You do
just,
nothing.
Because you just railroad me all the time.
Oh, railroad this.
You just push your way in with your fucking agenda. Your meaty beef gruffet agenda. Gruffet agenda. And you just wade in, all guns blazing. No moderation, no subtlety, no escalation of it. It's just straight in, boff, boff, a chudney wungy dungy, isn't it, with you? It's always the same, isn't it?
It's not the same. Listen, I'll look at... Look,
flagrant
stop.
Nonsense. And I'm tired of it.
I'm just explaining.
This is a podcast for serious people.
Okay.
With a just merry, happy times.
Okay, Paul.
I don't want characters.
Fine,
no. I don't want this feeling in my mouth anymore.
I'll go tell Wide Travel Rob to go.
No, don't, because he doesn't exist.
No,
he doesn't exist.
You
could just... You could tell him in the break. Yeah, how about when we go to the break? You can do that then. You can go to the break. When you do the break, we can do the break then, and you can fucking tell him then when it doesn't matter to this fucking episode.
so done it. I've been sick four times today.
Paul, you are really,
I've got a film in my mouth of gritty nastiness.
I told you already, that's where the vomit has stripped your mouth of the layer, so it's the opposite.
I think I had a bad burger or something. Oh, anyway, look, you've ruined it now.
I've not ruined shit.
The point is...
You continually ruin it by being unplayful.
I'm not in the mood for being playful. I said this.
Well, that's why people listen to the show, Paul.
Yeah, but some weeks we can have a week off from being playful, can't we?
Just be dry. Drab.
We can be dry. You can be dry as you like.
Come on then, you dry, drab fella.
People who support our podcast on Patreon every once in a while get a digital magazine from the amazing mind of Aven and all the fantastic artistic contributors to that magazine. It's a fantastic thing.
Sound so angry about it then? Why do you sound so angry?
I don't know. Not angry. I'm just
Stop
trying to get it out.
Fighting me. Fighting me. I'm interested in this as well.
Well, why are you interrupting
just play
me again?
Along.
So recently, our latest issue of the magazine. It's you.
I'm scared of you. Stop shouting about it. Just be normal.
I need a glass of water. I'm going to go get
one.
You can speak to him in the break. I can get me water. We'd have a break for.
I was just saying. I'll go past wide travel and get you
rods to do anything.
I'll get you a glass of water. Do you want a glass of water?
No.
And you can explain about the magazine
when
I've
left. No, stay there. Because the longer you drag this out with your fanny...
My fanny?
Yeah, your word fanny. The word grumble that you pour out onto that microphone, the longer this segment goes. So shut up. I'm not mad. I've just been sick four times a day and had two runny times twice.
Paul, I was concerned. But then you said like you wanted to do it anyway.
Well, because I've got no other day to do it. We've got to do stuff tomorrow as well.
We do. I'm looking forward to it.
Anyway, there's a new edition of the Cheap Show magazine. It's been available to patrons for a little while now. But now you can buy the physical edition of the Bartians edition of the Cheap Show magazine. If you remember Bartians, long time ago, we celebrated it recently with our episode. Remember, we got Barry and Stuart and everyone back. You can listen to that still. But now there's a magazine to go with it. It says $4.99 on the front, but if you go to the website, Aven's website. So yeah, if you go to Aven's website, cheapmag.shop, you can order and get a physical copy of the issue 17, which is the Bartians edition. But look out for the 3 and 5 pack options for better value for money. So you can buy any of the previous, I don't know, like 12 or 13 because there's a deal.
And there'll be less than 5 each if you do that.
There's loads of deals depending on how many copies you want and what issues you want. So check out that. But Paul, it's good. It's a fucking great issue.
I was just about to say, we had a little peruse before we started a recording and it's got a fucking great poster.
Yeah,
it
comes with a big poster done by Tony.
Some
amazing art and also...
Lovely stuff inside the mag as well.
Yeah, interview with the cast of Bartians. All look pictures.
Full interview with everyone.
Quiz. Eli Box thing. Is there a thing about that?
I've written little bits for
Price
this
of Shite, Price Hunter Edition. Event just puts the most amazing of magazines together, and so this is one of the really fucking great ones.
Easily one of the best of the Cheap Show mags that have been done.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, so Event, and then we got Tony, Paige, Tom, Karen. They've all been involved doing art and things like that, graphics. It's all there. Go get it. Order it now. We don't often pimp the magazine this heavy, but this is a fucking issue. And also, maybe Bartians is coming back, innit?
Bartians is coming back.
Isn't it? Maybe it is. I don't know. No one's talked to us about it, have they?
Yes, they have.
They haven't given us dates in the near future to record them, not as far as I know.
I don't remember hearing about that just the other day.
I feel sick.
You actually feel pooky-pooky?
No,
No,
I don't know if it's going to happen, but I do know what's coming up on the show.
Milky.
So, yeah.
Milk is coming up.
Yeah,
milk. I hope it's only coming up a straw and not up your gullet the wrong way round, mate.
It's milk, lemonade, round the corner.
Chocolate is made.
Yeah,
it's spongy chocolate.
I don't want it to be milk, rainbow mouth, come out down brown south or something like that. Down brown south.
I've formulated a joke that I was trying to fucking make for
End
my whole stand-up career.
End the segment with it and then we'll kick in.
He
looks panicked. He looks upset and panicked, but go on.
Red sky at night, shepherd's delight.
Yeah.
Pink spongy sky at night, angel delight.
It's not too bad. I'll give him that. I'm not
Come
too bad.
Come on!
Right.
Back in the net!
Let's get on with the show. We've had a package.
Fizzy drinks.
A fizzy drinks passage. Fizzy drinks passage.
Well, that's your bummer, isn't it?
That has definitely been my poor little sphincter today.
Your whole alimentary canal, Paul.
My sick sphincter. My poor sick sphincter.
My double-ended sick sphincter.
Oh, I've left me water over there.
Just... Oh, my word.
Tell them what the gist is, though.
Okay, so we have been sent some fizzy drinks. We like to taste fizzy drinks on this show, Paul, and tell you what we think about them. And there's been quite a lot of debate in the news recently. I don't know.
A bit of debate, yeah.
That you've noticed about sugar-free stuff and whether aspartame in particular is really bad for you
and
or not. They still can't really
tell. Can't really tell.
From anecdotally, Paul,
yeah,
a lot of people say nothing's going to be as bad as the full sugar ones for you.
No, I'm fine. So I'd just rather drink the full sugar ones, but there's less of them.
Well, you need to.
Anyway, I do. Cheeky fuck shit cunt.
I need to cut down as well.
How dare you?
Come on. Why are you so angry this week, man?
I think it's just because I'm poorly
in
my temper.
I'm in a good mood. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to be in good mood.
Please.
But I'm
anyway.
My tummy is just every now and then. Do you know like when a washing machine seems idle, then every now and then it goes zoom, zoom, and it rolls a thing.
It's not good,
it's like my
Paul.
Tummy's like that right now. I'm fine. Then every now and then I get a wave of...
I have sympathy. We're going to have some milk coming up, foreshadowing, so that will probably line your stomach in a nice, cosy, comforting way.
Yeah, but we're also going to filter it through that muck. We'll explain it later.
But
anyway,
also, Paul,
yeah,
fizzy drinks, if they once they've gone a bit flat, are quite good for an upset stomach, generally. I was when I worked in a private hospital, someone was saying the best thing for upset stomachs, which they don't tell you, is flat Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Private hospital. Hey, look after your tummy. I do it for money and you.
And one other thing I learned.
Pretty good satire, that, don't you think? Private dancer, private yes. hospital, dance for money, pay for money, get better. Excellent stuff.
What? I still want to hear a fish and bollocks pun from you.
I'll work on it, all right?
But another thing I learned in that private hospital, Paul, was that you can clean cutlery and crockery by using a bit of old tea.
Ugh.
Bit of old tea.
Eli's going all fault. He's going to be 50 soon. He's hitting old man status.
Bit
That's
of old tea.
This...
Well, if you've got an upset stomach, a little bit of flat coke.
A little flat coke. Well, I've got a little bit of fat cloak. Fat cloak. Right. Hi,
no,
Cheap
we've been
Show.
Sent
Shut
some,
up.
We've been sent some drinks, everybody. Here, Paul's about to read the letter.
Yes, it says, Hi, Cheap Show. Sorry to bother you again, but please find enclosed some Barrett's milk straws. We're going to get to that in a bit. The blackjack version sounds particularly dreadful. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, mate? Blackjack flavoured milk on my tummy. Oh, it could be bad. Some candy can drinks and two cans of Swizzle Drumstick Squashies dry shampoo.
The dry shampoo.
Yes, you read that right. Dry shampoo. Don't taste it. We will be doing that on our forthcoming Cheap Show, Cheap Shots YouTube short videos, which we're going to start releasing soon as extra Cheap Show content. That's fun. You can see that then. We're not doing it now. Blah, 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 blah. Much love to you as always, Sarah. Dog and lamppost on X stroke Twitter. Looking forward to the live show, which is in October. Tickets are now on sale to the general public. Check the metadata for this podcast for a link to those tickets or on our website, thecheapshow.co.uk.
Thanks for sending these in. We have tasted these before, Paul. And also, I've added one.
Oh, yeah, you've added another one.
Because
a random factor.
I knew you were poorly. And I spotted this in the shop and I thought you like this as a flavour profile.
Yeah.
This is a Red Bull Summer Edition. These are the different flavours. They do different ones every year. Karuba Elderflower.
Aye, Karuba. I can't
what
believe
is Karuba?
It. I don't know. We didn't
look up.
Look
up Karuba, please.
How do you
spell
Karuba?
Hang on.
C.
Yeah.
U.
Jimmy. C-U Jimmy.
C-U-R-U-B-A.
Oh, it does say it's a banana passion fruit, also known as Taxo and Carumba, is a group of 64 of them around the world. What flavour is it? It's a hybrid of passion fruit and peaches.
Oh, well, that might be nice, huh?
And then you can see a little picture of it there. It looks like a
fanny. Oh, it is a banana passion fruit. Because
yeah.
that's, you see...
It does look like a banana passion fruit.
It
Imagine
does.
In your head a banana, and then you open it. It's got passion
and
fruit
bits
in.
It's all got the seeds, the passion fruit seeds, the distinctive seeds of passion fruit.
So why does it
You
have
know when I first started eating passion fruits?
What?
When I worked in that private hospital.
Private hospital. You get well for money. You traded it in with your life.
So we're going to taste that as well.
There's a website here. When I put in Karuba Elderflower, it says Red Bull.
Yeah.
It's a unique energy drink that combines tropical Karuba flavours with delicate elderflower flavour. Perfect for boosting energy and focus. Although apparently it will kill you and mutate your genes.
And in my experience, their flavours aren't as impressive as they sound on the titles.
No. It's funny, all the things we cover on our show are killing us. Like noodles, or like some noodles are being seen
Very
as being
salty,
carcinogenic.
Too salty.
and too spicy as well. They took them off the
market. Oh, I bought a pack for the show.
Live show, we're doing three times spicy.
Before they can ban it.
Yeah.
They won't ban it here. They don't ban anything.
Yeah. But also, smoky bacon crisps, carcinogenic, getting rid of those soon.
I'm not surprised, you know, because they're the worst repeaters.
Yeah.
Repeat offenders. Have you ever had like a frazzle at midday and you're still tasting the frazzle?
That sounds quite existential.
Like metronomically, every time you open your mouth, basically, the fucking eternal flavour of the eternally repeating frazzle comes through. Barb. That's the noise. Barb, bacon.
A barb, frazzle. You taste my tail. Smile if you please. I've got some frazzles on me knees. I nibble them and munch them and I go down on me tees. A dee, a bum, a bum, willy, a willy bum, bum. And I'm cutting that out. Right. Maybe I'll keep it in. Should I keep it in? I don't care.
Keep
I hate
the
myself.
Willy in.
Keep the willy bum bum in. That's what
keep
they say.
Keep the willy in the bum bum.
Keep the bum in the willy. The willy in the bum. Mate, I've got nothing. Please help
no,
me.
No, I can't. I try to. I try and then you fight me.
Right, let's just get on with the drinks. So let's do the elderflower first then. Go on.
Oh, try the Red Bull first.
Now, we'll keep these glasses separate because that's for the milky one later. So we'll just use a little bit in these glasses. I couldn't be asked to get the ice out. I apologise.
They are cold, though. They're chilled.
Yeah, they've been in the fridge. He's going to pour me a bit out. It comes in a green can, but the colour of it is just Red Bull colour.
I think it's a bit lighter.
Yeah.
Actually.
I couldn't
no, say it's very much that piss colour.
It's that
colour
piss yellow colour, isn't it? Looks like piss as well.
Which
it's got float.
What am I using for this?
Any one of those two, but they just don't use the other because that's for milky later.
One for milk and one for the fizz.
It's got almost no smell to it.
Oh, that's a nice smell.
It's very weak.
A bit raisiny with a bright, sort of bright apple-y. I'm getting an apple-y, raisiny sort of...
Like a white wine almost note.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're picking up what I am
Pass
there.
The teeth
like
and down
fresh,
the gums.
Like a grassy almost, a fresh, bright sort of...
Over the gums, down it comes, whatever.
I'm getting the elderflower. That's not bad. That's very elderflowery.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's that kind of floral, rosy, lemony almost kind of thing.
I think that's quite nice. And do you know what surprised me? But there is a banana back end, isn't there?
I hate the banana
like
back
end. Passion fruit. Are you getting that?
I hate the banana back end, mate. I'm actually not getting that. I'm not getting any of those.
Think about it. Take another sip. Right after, right at the very end, you've got a sort of banana mouth.
Okay.
See what I mean?
A little bit. A little bit. You're right. Yeah. It does feel like you go from a wash of
that
floral, bright elderflower and then into the bananary back end.
Yes. Better than I thought it was going to be. And you know what makes that better than I thought it was going to be, mainly, is the sweetness level.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too sickly
sweet
like
Red Bull.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably
not too
palatable.
Bad. Better than I thought.
Yeah. Next right. one. So candy cans we've had on the show before, and by and large, we've never been too impressed by them, have we? They've either been super kind of fake tasting or just nonsense.
They are always incredibly bad, and I can't believe they keep going with new flavours.
Zero
must
sugar.
Be a hit. This is the kind of zero sugar soft drink that I can't get with.
Don't eat it, drink it, it says on the can. Well, fucking course.
Yeah, because they're all like things like birthday cake, other sweets. Aren't they? There was candy floss, was there one we did?
Yeah,
we did birthday cake.
And I don't know, fucking whatever.
There was a cream soda-y one that was sort of like...
Maybe. It's been, I don't know, it all blurs into one. So there's two. Which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do sparkling winter edition? That's all it says. There's no... That just
candy
says sparkling
canes. You can
winter.
See candy canes on it, so it's going to be like that.
Maybe
kind of
a
thing.
Bit of cinnamon?
Maybe. But that might make it nice.
And then there's a Wonka branded, because Willy Wonka came out and he does wacky things. And this is a sparkling toffee apple drink.
Let's start with the toffee apple.
All right, we know where we are with toffee apple.
We don't know the mystery. We'll leave the mystery of winter for later on.
Yeah, we will. Right, here we go.
Get the fresh niff-naff on that.
It smells like candy floss.
So is Wonka owned? Isn't Wonka owned by Paramount or something? The name Wonka?
No, Warner Brothers, I think, has Wonka.
So you think these people paid Warner Brothers to have Wonka on
their
can?
Yes, but also there is a brand of candy that's been going for years called Wonka candy.
Which is separate.
Because they used to do Wonka nerds. That used to be, that's the whole thing. And now they're just
I've got
nerds.
A badge of that.
I know.
A pin badge of that. Yeah.
So,
but this isn't that Wonka. This is the film. This is a film tie-in.
It's based on the new one with Timothy Shyamalan.
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 Shyamalan Bamba Shyamalan. Oh, Shyamalan.
Smile if you please and get down on your knees and show me that your willy goes into it. I've got nothing. I can't do it today.
Oh, Shyamalan. You are the man. I've got a film and I need someone in it. Oh, Shyamalan.
Just drink the thing, please, now. So, do you want to give it a huff? What do you think? It just smells like candy floss.
I'm getting toffee apple from that.
Oh,
I have
it's meant to be toffee apple. You're right.
The smell isn't bad.
Oh, now that you say it again, I see that
toffee
thing. All right, here
it's
we
that
go.
Caramelly sort of toffee No, I'm getting...
That's almost flavourless. Are you getting anything that other than the fizz?
It's very artificial sweet.
I mean, that tastes like fucking...
They're all like this.
Why are they
candy
all
cans?
Shit? They're always now, all shit.
I'm telling you, Pepsi Max Cherry does not have that.
The flavour when you drink it is not there, but it lingers on the mouth. Now that I am, it's like it's resting
it's
on my tongue.
Nice.
And
it's not nice.
It's not nice.
Very artificial. Some people must dig that because they keep selling this shit, don't they? It's sickly.
I think they make it cheap and they can sell it because people buy it for fucking mixers or whatever. That's what I think they do. That's nasty shit.
That's got that aspartame or whatever it is.
But
that...
super
yeah,
aspartame.
Yeah, more than other things. More than other similar sugar-free drinks. You know what I mean? More than a Diet Coke. Right, when you've got this crap on the market.
Oh, yeah, compared to, yeah. No, I agree.
Honestly.
I'd rather drink, get this, a Pepsi Cherry Max than that fucking
garbage. That's what
garbage.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to say, it's not just any sugar-free drink is going to be have that horribleness, but
no,
these
it is
do.
No, I've made an error. So it says it's a candy can, which that is, but also they put an E on the end, so it's candy cane.
Oh, that's what
so
I
that
said,
that is the
yeah.
flavour, winter edition. And it smells a little bit like unwashed dick end. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, well, that's... Oh. You mean like Alaskan Pollock?
Yeah, this one's...
like a bollock that smells of Alaskan Pollock.
Yeah, this one's Ghostbusters 2 Mood Slime, pink. All that kind of weird liquid you get in the dentist that you have to swill. It's got that colour to it.
There's an aniseed or licorice note in there.
There is a kind of... Well, I was going to say like cinnamony or some kind of...
We're picking up on the same thing, but you know what I'm getting at?
Winter grass, whatever that fucking shit is. Or
yeah, or wintergreen, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, fucking hell.
Is that worse?
No, I would...
Oh, it is exactly the same colour as the dentist's mouthwash.
I just fucking said that.
I know, I was agreeing.
Yeah,
by
good.
By repeating it. Okay, yeah. Paul?
Some take this credit for my hard comedy
no,
work.
No, it's not a competition. Stop being so grouchy.
I won the puns.
You right. did not make one single fish bollock pun. I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, okay.
You see, it's not easy.
So I used to have two plums, and then I had a fish accident.
Fucked it.
Hang on, hang on.
Fish accident. You used to have two plums. It's like it's surrealist poetry or something. It's meant to be a joke. I used to have two plums and then I had a fish accident.
And then I had one taken off.
No. I'm going to taste this shit now. That was very poor.
Thank
man.
You. At least I had an effort. That's horrible. That's nasty pasty.
That's really horrid. It's got like berries and this kind of, it's a licorice-y note, isn't it? There's a licorice.
A little bit. It's something, I don't like it.
That's worse than the toffee apple.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel.
I'm going to try for the sake of the listeners, Paul.
Yeah, no,
like I need to do a bit more of a deeper dive on the flavour profile of this.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, let's wind this up.
Is your stomach doing one of its things now? Okay, look, I just want to taste this and see if I can get any notes because you gave nothing.
I didn't. I said I didn't like it. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's enough. Tastes like aspartame and candy floss. It's horrible. It's got it lingers nastily.
It's similar, isn't it? It's sort of an artificial caramel sort of flavour.
I'm going to have a little bit of Red Bull to wash it out with.
Red Bull, in comparison, is going to be like amber nectar. I don't mean like Foster's.
Oh, it tastes of things that are nice.
That is a nicer.
Yeah, it's a nicer one.
Oh, God, thank you. Who is it? Sarah and the big dog or something.
Freddie, you listen to the important information
come
on the podcast.
Mate.
Sarah.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Dog and lamppost on Twitter X.
Oh, that's... I thought there was a separate person called Dog or something.
No, anyway, what's your
favourite? The bounty hunter, Paul.
What's your favourite? Say Red Bull, then we can end this fucking segment.
Oh, out of those three, I mean, there's no competition.
There's no competition.
Cock fuck up, Paul. Come on, mate. Paul. I'm actually in a good mood today.
No,
you're
glad.
Really not.
It's just that.
You're really not in a good mood.
Oh, I have herped stuff.
I think it was the salad. Did you wash it?
Yes.
You washed the lettuce?
I washed it the toilet.
It's not...
With a poo-poo.
I think...
I washed it in the toilet with a poo-poo stick.
You used the poo-poo stick
to
wash
the lettuce. I took the log out that I just dropped and gave all the tomatoes
all scrubby,
and all
the scrubby, good with
scrubby,
the
scrubby,
shit.
Scrubby, yeah.
Well, there's your problem.
I gave a little poo loofah to the salad.
You've been eating shit. That you've been eating your own poo. There's
I
your problem.
I find that very hard to believe. And straight on to the next drink-based item.
I said, confectionery straws, early doors. Diana Dawes, confectionery straws. Woo-wee. Milky straws.
What are you fucking talking
I'm
about?
I'm on all fours for your milky straws, Paul.
Actually, that one's all right. Right, okay, so as mentioned in the letter, we have three boxes of, what do they call them? Milk straws. They are plastic straws filled with little candy beads, which when you draw the milk through the beads, flavour the milk with whatever the beads' flavour is.
Very well put.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And
yeah,
related to those things that were big craze recently where they have the flavour ring and you just it's just water.
Oh, that
air
bullshit.
Up, I think they were
yeah.
called. But it's similar sort of idea, isn't
well,
it?
Well, these have been around for fucking donkeys
they
years.
They have.
But those ones, like you saw, like the Kickstarter thing where you never need to have flavoured drinks
that,
again because my
shit,
fucking
yeah.
flavoured O-hole will make your drink.
My O-hole.
My flavoured AI-generated O-holes will fucking flavour your water to taste like...
O-hole, I like.
Gusset.
That's good. O-hole is good.
Gusset funk flavoured O-holes.
I like A-holes, but there's O-holes.
Oh,
as well.
What an O-hole. Right, so
right, let's
got three.
Taste these fucking milk straws then.
So, what would you like to start first? We have three. We have bananas, because everyone remembers those little soft, squidgy, marshmallowy banana things. Flumps, which are just marshmallow.
Which will be vanilla.
And then blackjack, which
Why
is
Why do you
licorice.
Think that's going to be so bad?
It's not
licorice
so much...
goes well with milk, I think.
Does it?
In my mind, yeah.
It just seems like an odd
Creamy
choice.
You don't get milky licorice sweets, do you?
Milky licorice sweets,
you
no.
You don't get licorice chocolate sweets either. Licorice seems to be off penned off in its own... confectionery world, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Because people don't like it, I think.
Licorice
a lot of people
is,
don't
is
like
the bad
it.
Boy.
It's the bad boy of confectioneries.
Yeah, licorice is the bad boy. So what do you want to start with? I would like to start with banana because I hate fake banana. We've had yeah. this discussion before. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay.
We've got some milk. It's whole milk. We've got glasses.
Oh, you got whole milk. Nice.
Yeah. We should just need to just pour one big full glass and we can take a few sucks out
for
it.
Are you lactose intolerant? You are, though, aren't
no,
you?
No, I've got
Paul?
All my toes, mate.
Sorry.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Sorry? You got all your toes?
Yeah, I don't
you
lactose. I don't lactose.
You're lactose. Yeah.
Yeah. O-hole. Lactose O-hole.
You're not, but you tell me when you've had a big big cheesy pizza, the next day your guts are in arrears, roars, out, up... Guts
That's you
up.
Tapping out of that.
guts in uproars.
Gutterage.
Yes.
Right. So
he's poured
go.
Some milk, everybody, and we're going to taste the first of these straws.
Oh. Now, here's your straw. And look,
this is
hear,
the banana
you can,
one.
You can hear the beads.
These are pretty low rent, aren't they?
So you just suck it through, I guess, and yes. draw it through. It'll probably take a few sucks, won't it, first?
Very little
can't
odor.
Smell. I can't no smell odor. Anything.
This is. I like banana milk.
All right, well, let's find out. We're putting it in. Let's find out what happens once we suck it.
It makes the milk slightly taste of banana.
Slightly. It's not getting a lot of banana in, but it is there. Not too bad, but there's more whole
it
milk.
It gets sweeter the more you pull it through, which is quite pleasing.
Mm. Oh, there we go.
You know?
If you give it a slow suck, it draws it up more.
You want to get it all percolating around.
You've got to seal your lips tight around the tube and just suck slowly, you know? Just kind of... at it, and then it starts to come out.
It's like playing with your food,
isn't
it?
If you suck it from the bottom once you pull it out.
Ooh. Very banana-y.
Very, I mean, not for me. I don't like banana, but, you know, if you do like banana, that's for you.
It's that classic banana flavour, and banana milk's a thing. That's a winner for me. I like that.
All right, good. Would you... The thing is, you wouldn't... Is this something you put in a packed lunch or something, or is it something that encourages kids to drink milk, even though you're
no,
making it sweeter?
No, it's pure cynical selling sugar. I mean, it's just sugar.
I just don't see... what you don't have it at kids' parties, do you? Do you just put a bowl of those out at a kids' party and a big fucking jar of milk? I'm just trying to think of when you would want to use these.
Oh, it's all running out the end, dissolving into
my milk.
Yeah,
that's the bit you need to suck. That's the bit that's ultra banana-y.
Yes, but that means that this is going to make this milk taste of banana.
Put it on the side.
It's going to ruin the flavour.
Put it on the side. Look, use this as a drink.
It's going to ruin the flavour of this milk. I need new milk for my next straw, otherwise I won't be able to taste it.
All right, well, I have to go and buy more milk now, cretin.
Now we're on the flumps.
Yes, the flumps. I love that fucking show.
Was the flumps any good?
I
like the clangers better.
All right, but the flumps were very, very different in many respects.
Were they also...
They're more like wombles in many
ways. Were they made by Oliver Postgate as well, though?
Don't think so. Okay. I'm happy to be corrected on that. I just think it was a... It didn't run that long, the flumps, but it was like northern weird tribal-looking things up north. Okay. Imagine like a hairy Mr. Potato Head man. On adventures with all northern voices.
I often imagine a hairy Mr. Potato Head man, and he comes and he says, "You're all right, Eli. You were okay." And his bristles.
Yeah.
These downy bristles.
Downey Jr. bristles.
That was...
I'd just rather kill that dead than hear more of it. So here we go. I'm going to put the straw in for the marshmallows.
Look, every creative idea is killed. All you do these days is fucking wait till I say something that sounds like a song and then just sing the song badly. That's the whole thing you do. How's the flump straw?
Oh, it's very sweet. It's very, marshmallow.
It's sweeter than a banana.
Much sweeter, I think. It takes a while for it to go out, but if you suck it from the bottom afterwards, it's all right. Oh, yeah, it's much sweeter. Fucking hell.
Oh, that works better.
It does work better, but fuck me, that's super sweet.
It's ice creamy.
Yes, it's ice creamy. That's what it is.
Vanilla
it's
ice cream.
Yeah, a nice little gimmick. Maybe
I just
a picnic.
The vanilla goes better
than the banana.
With the milk, with the taste of the milk. It's classic. It's like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. On to the last one.
which is the...
Sorry, I spoke over you there, Paul.
It's all right.
Here's me apologising to editor Paul.
I've long since.
Later.
He
Sorry,
doesn't care
editor
about
Paul.
You. He doesn't care for you and your opinions. Here's the blackjack one, which is the little chewable licorice-flavoured sweet.
I'm actually quite enjoying this.
All right, but come on, we've got to get through this.
Okay. This one there that Sarah thinks might make us vom-vom.
Well, I don't think she said that at all.
She did. She said, watch out for that.
No, I'm just reading it
she
through
said,
now. No, I feel guilty for sending you that mallow spread. That was the other thing she said.
Oh,
the,
that was really bad.
They were fucking...
They're the same. They
disgusting.
Were the Barretts, weren't they?
No, there's nothing in that letter that says this is going to make us sick. You've invented that in your head like you often do because you're deluded. Eli Land is a place where no one's welcome but Eli.
It says there in brackets, the blackjack version sounds particularly dreadful, doesn't
right,
it?
But she didn't say it was going
to
make us sick.
Yeah,
to. But you said it was going
to
make us vom-vom.
That's what I was...
They were your words. Wouldn't stand up in court, would it, that kind of logic?
You're
so don't.
Shutting down.
If it, doesn't stand up in court, it doesn't stand up here.
You're such a cunt. Literally, you press record on the thing, you turn into this little fucking dictator. Just calm down. We're both shaking our licorice straws at each
I'm
other.
I'm doing it in anger.
I know. Right, you ready? Do you like blackjacks? As
I
a
do.
Thing?
I
yeah,
really
I don't
do.
Mind it.
I love blackjacks.
It's anise. It's more anisey yeah. than licorice, isn't it? Blackjack.
Every now
aniseed.
And then. Oh, lovely thing. But let's see if it works with milk. I have a horrible feeling it won't. It's not dreadful, but I don't get the point of it.
It turns milk into a sweetie, basically.
It's. I mean, as I say, none of these are actually repulsive,
like
I'll say that, but...
Why isn't there a fruit salad one?
There may be, to be fair. We okay. might not just have it here. Maybe they weren't available when
I mean, that's
Sarah
a bit,
got them.
Bit strange, isn't it, with the licorice-iness?
The thing is, it's more of a background flavour to the milk. I think if you had different... I wonder what it'd be like with semi-skimmed, because that's thinner. Would it present more? Because the creaminess of the whole milk is doing a lot of work here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally in agreement with that, yeah. I think you may be right. It might present more with a more watery medium
yes.
for it to be
a
dissolved
weaker,
in.
A weaker dribble
yeah.
might help.
Which is why the creaminess of the whole milk really went well with the vanilla from the Flumps one.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and say that
that was
the best
one,
best of the three. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Good. Well, there
Thanks,
we go.
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah, for those. Not as horrible as you were fearing, actually.
Oh, God, actually.
All right. Oh, dear. You've had too much blackjack milk.
Ah, that's really nasty.
Eli got ill because he had too much of blackjack's milk last night.
It gets bitter if you keep going on it.
Yeah, that's why I stopped.
Oh, that's not nice. That is not nice, Sarah.
All right, calm down.
Oh, how dare you?
It's your
and
fault.
And you warned us.
You were chugging on...
You warned us in the letter.
You were too busy chugging on blackjack's milk,
it is
weren't you? That's what it was.
Dreadful, that.
Right.
Oh, the bitterness.
All right, and it went from that to Arnie, did it? All right. Good. We're going to take a quick break.
Get to the break.
Because I might be sick. You want to make fun of that now? Do you want to make fun of my tummy guts?
Empty your stomach.
Oh, God.
Come to the chopper and...
I've got a sweat
on. Puke your guts out. Oh, God.
It's the Tomy Trio, three toys from Tomy. We're gonna play some Tomy games because Tomy are the best. They make toys for the kiddies and they make lovely retro toys, and we get them on the show and we enjoy them very much. Oh, it's Tomy Trio time.
I got fish dick. I got fish dick.
Are you trying to still make a fish dick? Is it genitals in general, or is it just testicles?
Yeah,
you said fish and bollock.
I'll expand the search.
Yeah.
What, fish dick?
Fish dicks.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Paul, woke up this morning.
Oh, no,
Guffney chuff.
No, no, no.
My front flipper smells of kipper.
No.
I've got mackerel knackers.
Mackerel knackers, I like. Oh, that's tickled me.
How about that?
Mackerel on the
knackle. See? Persevere, and you'll get a fish dick pun in here. I have produced...
Have you?
Three bona fide classic fish dick puns today. One. What was it? Pod smelling of cod.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Mackerel testicle, whatever it was. Mackerel flapple.
Mackerel knackers.
Mackerel knackers, yeah. Oh, I got a bit of mackerel knackers.
What was the first one I said, though?
I don't care. I don't care. Don't know.
I'm getting this word guffney going through my head.
Well, there's no fish called the guffney fish. Can
I
we just get
is.
On with this? Can we get
guppy,
on with this?
There is a guppy. Oh, I've got a fucking guppy waft on. What was the first thing I said? Come on, Paul.
I can't do this. I refuse to do this fish testicle material this week.
Oh, pollock! Pollock, that's what it was.
But pollock isn't a fish.
Yes, it is.
It's an artist.
It's a fish. It's what they make really cheap Are you actually coming up against me on this?
No, I just
Are you trying to say you're going to be wrong? You're going to find Alaskan pollock.
Pollocks.
Fish.
Pollock or pollux is a common name for two species of North Atlantic marine fish in the genus Polychius.
Yeah.
Or pollock.
I got fish dick puns. I got fish dick puns. Tommy, did they do fish dick stuff? They did fish stuff. One of these has got fish in it. And the link is complete. I've come back round and we're on course. Hello, everyone. It's Cheap Show. And now it's time for the
I've got one. I've got anchovy on me manchody.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible, but I love it.
Yeah. I've got anchovy on me manchody.
You just go manchovy, love.
Yeah.
Sorry about the manchovy, love. Mate, you've done it. You found the best way of expressing
that. Thank you. We've done
it. Thank you.
Right. Tommy, we got three toys this week. We got three Tommy toys this week to talk about.
Manchovy!
All right. Manchovy.
Talk about gentleman's relish. Right, sorry, Tommy.
What a bit manchovy, mate, isn't it?
Oh, that was so good. You knew it was good as well, didn't
you? Yeah, I know. I got there in the end. It's called workshopping, and we do it during the episode.
Tommy special, tell me. I've invigorated.
Right, so we've had three items from Tommy and from three different sources. One I got on eBay, one I nicked off the set of Digitizer, and one that was sent to us by the amazing Yvonne, who makes the amazing Cheap Show magazines, which you can get on her website right now.
Now, what was the full name of Tommy? Is it Tomika?
No, oh, yeah, it was Tomika or something
Tomika,
back in the day. But
yeah.
It just became Tommy.
Then
over
it became Tommy, and they were a big, big, big toy brand in the 80s.
And we've covered them plenty of times on the show, from Yar and Wow.
The handheld, what are those handheld ones called?
Oh, Pocket Pocketeers.
Pocketeers.
Yes.
Tommy Pocketeers. I found that extremely rare. The shape that turns into a bunny, like a Transformer toy that's a geometric shape.
I know
shape.
What you mean,
I
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
I love me, Paul.
I know,
I'll
you fucking
what,
do love
I
you.
Love, I do love me, because that's mentally healthy to love yourself.
Not the way you do it.
What? Ramming myself.
Yeah, spreading that manchovy everywhere.
He's wiped his manchovy on the curtains.
I've got some manchovy paste. Anyway, the first item.
I love me some Tommy stuff. Is all I wanted to say.
We're
Paul.
Big Tommy fans on
we're
this
massive
Cheap
Tommy
show.
Fans. And I want to. This is a fish-based one. I can see.
Well, it's water-based. This
there
is.
There are fish in it. Oh, no, they're
from little... Yvonne. I'll let you tell them what it is.
Water Wonderland.
Ooh.
Fill with water
yeah.
for hours of fun. And this is one of those...
Hours, though. Stretching
aqua
it.
Toys. But you can still get these. The ones that I've seen recently in, like, pound shops, they're trying to mimic sort of like a Switch or a handheld console.
It's similar to what Ashens has done in the past with those pop stations, and they've sometimes done squirty water games in that model, in that form.
Where you're basically using a pump to squirt little things into targets, essentially. But this looks much more complicated and has the Tommy magic feel to it.
Yes, so Tommy did a lot of these. They did these ones, which were kind of like snow globes. Almost, and then they had ones which were tower based, so they were kind of came in and it almost looks like a flask with a clear section, and it was more like skill based, like squirting rings onto a.
And did
hook.
Those have a battery in?
No.
They wouldn't.
No.
With
they
the
were
water,
just water pumping.
Yeah,
they all involved squirting a jet of air into the water to jostulate some kind of thing onto some other kind of thing. The one I want to get is the Pac-Man one, because you can get Pac-Man. You got to squirt you got to squirt the cherries into the thing or
well,
whatever.
Well, I was going to say as a general point, Tommy during the 80s, they would often do physical versions of computer games, early computer games, right?
Which were those things like WoW and R and Yar and all
exactly.
those kind of things.
They're
yeah.
like games, they're mechanical toys
and
that are aping the aesthetics of the, at the time,
video games,
emerging market of video games.
Yeah.
That's why I find them so magic.
That's what our third item is going to be related to. We'll get to that in a moment. But Yvonne did say this, which is a bit of a shame.
Yvonne, send us this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Lovely.
It didn't come with the plastic plug at the bottom, which means we can't fill it, which means we can't play it. But effectively, this is more of a toy than a challenge, because I think you have to squirt teddy bears onto a seesaw or something.
They're little cats. Okay. They're really cute. The design is exemplary. I mean, I love Tommy's design anyway, but...
They always age well.
Yeah.
Even when they go retro, it still feels kind of very particular of a style.
Yeah.
You can tell that's had water in, because it's all misty in it.
It's a bit misty inside, but look, you've got little cats, and you're trying to get cats into cradles, And yeah, there's little rocking horses you try and get them on as well. This is great. I love it.
It's got a Ferris wheel or something. Is that another one? Or is it in the tree? It's got like a painted tree on the background. Again, it's why I say it's like a snow globe. It's got that kind of, imagine a flat snow globe.
Yes, a flattened globe. Yeah, pink. Lozenge shaped.
Playtime Kittens, it's called. And also the name of a great 80s band as well.
Great stuff. I love Tomy's stuff.
But that is for you, by the way.
Oh.
Aven said that is for you. I've just been holding on to it.
I won't be able to fill it.
To be fair, on eBay, you might be able to get a replacement one.
I mean, I could make one.
I don't know how.
Or 3D print one, I mean, if I really wanted to.
Because you need to have it rubbery to make it seal.
I don't know. I think I might just display it empty.
As is.
And help it. It'll dry. It might open the bottom, see if I can get some of that moisture to dry out.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But thank you. That's great. I love those little cats.
It's something I'd like more of. But obviously, you know, they take up space and that one comes in a box. So I like it. I know it's obviously a very small child's plaything, an idle toy. You know, it's something you idle the hours with rather than achieve anything by playing it. There's no scoring or points.
No, but that's why they've gone for something that's
more playtime.
Aesthetically, yeah, more just sort of like a... And I love that in toys where there's no... I like games where it's just the game is infinite in that there's no goal. Because you think of a finite game.
Yeah.
It's where you're trying to end the game. A competitive game, what you're trying to do is win,
yeah,
but you want to win, so you want to end the game because the game ends when you win. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But infinite games where you're not playing to win.
Like a Tetris, which is forever, forever, forever until...
You're just playing to keep playing. Yeah. And has a totally different thing. And that's like that, isn't it? It's sort of...
It's also similar to like basic app games that require no thought. It's just a button masher. It's that kind of idle playtime thing, which is fine. It's just, you know, the water squirty evolution of that back in the day. Because I had one of those column ones. And I seem to remember it was like little buckets and you had to squirt the balls into the bucket or something.
And you're trying to score.
Yeah. You want to try and get it as quick as you can or something. Or
was there a little timer? Because they have those...
No, there wasn't even
a timer.
You think that, but no, that just looked like a weird, you know, flask with a squirty...
Yeah, so again, it was quite casual, not sort of goal orientated.
In the same way like a Newton's Cradle exists or a Rubik's Cube on a desk. It's
for
that kind of thing.
For those of you who don't know, Newton's Cradle was the totemic... The most recognisable of the executive toys of the 80s that came out with the yuppies, and it says yuppie.
Fidget toys, basically.
It became,
aren't they?
It's the balls that you
clack clack.
Yeah,
they import energy through the balls, and therefore blah blah blah. Yeah. It's
so
just
it gives you a physics lesson.
Is it kinetics?
It would be shorthand for art directors of films to say yuppie, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
for years it was
You'd
like
have
a
that,
thing,
or one of those fucking things full of nails that you put you against your face and it molds into your face like a 3D image. Anyway, let's go on to our second item. Right, okay. So this is our second item. And I used to have this very one when I was a kid. I don't remember it having stickers all over it, but this comes with stickers that they slap all over it. This is a Tomytronic 3D, which is like an LCD game that you used to play. You know, the Game & Watch kind of things. But this... It's 3D because it's in colour and you have to look through a viewfinder. It looks like a little pair of binoculars or something, doesn't it?
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If Tomy had gone a different way, do you think they could have become a bit more like Nintendo in that they could have came up with some kind of console themselves?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think Tomy dabbled in that a lot.
Well, this is a computer game, essentially, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I guess it is.
You see what I mean?
Mid-80s.
So, and that is like a console. I mean, it only plays a one game, but it's...
Singapore.
Yeah, their stuff is made in Singapore. My little my Transformer rabbit thing is...
This must be late 80s, early 90s, I think.
And the Pocketeers all have Singapore written on them as
well. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That all makes sense. What I'm saying is I think this came out in the late 80s, and it basically, you hold it up to your eyes, and the light comes in from the top, which casts colour, which means everything inside is in colour rather than it being a black and white Game & Watch style thing. Yeah. And then it has little sounds. And
can I have a go, please?
Yeah. So this one is called Shark Attack. I'll just read the instructions out on the back. Please press off on button.
Please, when you rub it up your nubbers.
Twice when batteries are inserted.
Switch what do you mean sound... twice? Please it twice? What?
Press recessed on-off button twice when batteries are inserted. Switch sound buttons off or on. Press fire button. Your three swimmers appear. Game begins when only one swimmer appears. Maneuver the swimmer by pressing left or right control buttons. Dodge the oncoming sharks or you will be eaten. Press the fire button to shoot at the sharks.
Well, how have I got an underwater gun?
It's a harpoon kind of thing. Win points for destroying sharks with an extra points in bonus battle. See instructions. That doesn't seem to be on here. Game ends when your three swimmers are dead. Game increases through 7 levels. So there you go.
How do I start it?
Find out the fire button, I think, and that starts it. Yeah, because I think it's already on.
These are my left and right, and where's shoot? That's shoot.
It's the same. I think fire is your start. Can you see it?
Yeah. Oh, I can see my three swimmers.
Yes.
Now I can see one swimmer. Oh, where are they coming? Oh, I need to...
He's going to dodge the sharks. I'll put a picture of what it looks like on...
I went straight into him.
You don't want to do that. You want to dodge him.
This is quite cool.
So, yeah, he's got a swimmer who's hovering at the top of the screen.
You can't see where they come up.
They swim away, and then they swim back at you.
Oh, right.
So you want to try and kill them on the way out.
I see. Oh, I did it again! Oh, what a little cunt I am. Oh,
dear. Anyway.
I've got to shoot him when he goes down there.
This little plastic thing looks like a shark.
Oh, I got one. He splits in half.
So the shark
All the shark carcass comes up around you.
Yeah, squirts like...
It comes around you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it comes... Oh, I did it again! I'm dead now.
Did you enjoy that?
That's excellent.
It's very simple, but it looks great when you stare through it because of the way the colours come through. It looks more real.
It's sort of stereoscopic as well, isn't it?
Yeah, like the way what are they called? Remember the click clicks?
Viewfinder. There's going to be a movie made of the viewfinder.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Is that what it's called? Viewfinder.
Viewmaster.
That's the one.
This actually looks like a very similar component for the eyepiece.
Yeah.
Of a Viewmaster, doesn't it?
And
I like the way that the whole thing. Sorry. Looks like the hull of a boat, but also has stickers on to make it look like a shark's head.
Yeah, like a shark from Jaws.
I mean, there's a certain quality to Tomy. There's a certain pride in the way that they make things. They're never shoddy the way Tiger stuff can be.
But also, Tiger were all about the licenses.
Yeah.
Tomy were more about the play experience, I think.
That's why they're more similar to a company like Nintendo, I mean.
Well, the thing is, Nintendo brought out a range of Game & Watch games that had a similar way of doing colour to their Game & Watch format.
Did they have eyepieces, though?
No, it was like, I think there's a digitized a video where we look at one, a Popeye one, but it's the same process.
Oh, my friend had that. That was
light
great.
Light comes through the top, bounces off a mirror and reflects through the thing, so it
I
looks like little colour items. They're great.
Do you remember the one where they had the little two controllers that came out on a little reel?
Yes.
And it was boxing.
Yeah.
That was a Game & Watch.
Yeah.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was a good one. That was I think it was cool. I think that was the very first version of Punch-Out.
Right.
You know, the old NES game with Glass Jaw Jim or
whatever. And then it transferred from Game & Watch to NES.
I think it was all about the same time. It came out at the same time. I think...
Jesus, Paul.
Oh, that one came up a bit.
Paul.
I'm getting excited thinking about Tomy toys, mate.
We've
got
Tomy Bonanza. We've got more Tomy to come.
We've got one more, and it's a big boy. This is a big boy. This is the one that I got off eBay for quite cheap, because online it goes for about 20 quid. This one, though, got it for like under a tenner. Can't remember how
well
much.
Well done.
Like nine, good man. Anyway, what is it? You're going to find out right about now, aren't you, buddy boy?
Paul, another Tomy product that we've covered before was the there's the shark thing.
That shark, has it turned itself off?
The pinball. Do you remember with the electronic readout, that three quarters? I gifted that to my friend who has kids. And
Kids? Did he? All right, yeah, okay.
Kids.
Yeah, and did they like it?
They loved it. He said they had mad sessions getting the high score and stuff. So it really is testament to how good a lot of Tomy stuff is.
Yeah,
in terms
they
of
stand
just
the
toys.
Test of time, don't they?
Yeah.
So this one, though, we've had it in the past. This is a part two to the famous Screwball Scramble. Something we've done on Bartian, something we've done on Cheap Show, something we've done on Digitizer. You manipulate a little metal ball with buttons and dials across an assault course of plastic obstacles until you get to the bell at the end.
Now, I triumphed playing the Pac-Man. Was that Tomy? That Pac-Man on ball bearings?
Yeah.
That is mwah, chef's kiss.
That's my favourite Tomy thing ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And in the Digitizer video, we're featuring Tony Harris.
Yeah.
I was the best on that. But then I came a cropper on Screwball Scramble 1, didn't I, on that?
And this is an ultimate, this is a proper bastard
too. This is worse
too
than Screwball Scramble 1.
I would say it's not so much like more difficult, it's more fiddly, especially the first part, which will do your head in. Now, I've played this already, so I'm familiar with like the touch it needs
Can I
to
have
get
a go?
Through. Yeah, of course.
I love the look. That bowl, what do you do? Talk us through the...
So in this case, here's what you need to do, because on the back it tells you. So
talk us through the obstacles here, please, Paul.
First of all, your first stage is some stairs. What happens is you have to manipulate them with a button to rise and lower to move the ball up the steps, right?
Yes.
Then part two is it will swim down. No, don't get ahead of me, mate. You do that a lot. You try and second guess, and you come across.
I'm excited, that's all.
So once you get to the top of the stairs, it will slide down, and then you go into this little circular maze.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So you want that there. Otherwise, it will roll into a pit and you got to start from there again. Right, there are lots of pitfalls on this, literally and figuratively. So then, once it gets out of the maze, it goes onto this screwdriver
screw,
thing.
It's like a screw.
It looks like the nail head. Yeah,
it's
nail.
Like a nail
screw.
Rail.
It's just a screw, corkscrew.
Corkscrew, that's the word.
So you have to
How does it go along there? Where's it carried along the top?
It goes, along the side. So you got to be careful on this bit.
because you might knock it off into the pit.
So that needs a gentle touch. And then you go onto the three hopping steps, which launches you back onto the corkscrew. You go back the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you got to go to that bit. And then you go to the pinball segment where you've got to pull back.
Oh, I see, that's a little pinball. Back. And that goes into the big ball, the big dish at the top.
Yeah, but this is where the problem is. This is called potluck because there are two holes and one of them
will take you on
to the seesaw maze thing and the other one will drop you right back onto the corkscrew.
Okay, at least you're on the corkscrew though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, no. So then you are on the tipping table where you've got to manipulate the ball left and right on the tipping table into the little catapult and then into the bell as per usual.
So,
steps, circular maze, screw, bouncy steps, screw, pinball, potluck, tilty table, catapult, bell.
I'm ready.
Right. There's no timer on this because it doesn't come with a timer because it presumes you've got the timer from the first game from part one.
Oh, I see. It's modular.
You can link all three up so one can go into the next. Look, see? So look, it comes with this little thing that you put over the bell.
Oh, that's the modular link piece.
And then you can attach it to the other screwball scramble so that you can go straight from one into the other.
Modularity.
Are you ready?
So there's nothing. I just do it.
There's no timer. Just see how long it takes you to get through. I think the hardest part is the first part, really. But off you go. He's now beginning. Right, he's off. He's trying to get up the stairs by gently pressing the button. Oh, you see what I mean? It rolls to the side quite a lot, so you've got to kind of be gentle with it. You can't be too hard with it. You've got to slowly rock those steps up and let it roll. There we go. He's up on the second step now. He's rolling it. It's usually fine when it rolls onto that side of the steps, but it's the second, the one that you control where it rolls off. And that one you've got to be gentle with. Almost as soon as it rolls on, you've got to roll it back off almost. So he's going in and get it up. Get it up. Right, good. That should be fine. And you're on to the next segment, which
is... What do I do with this next segment?
Got to make sure the corkscrew's in the right place so it goes in the hole. I tell you what, put it on the yellow ramp on the top of the steps and you can start from there.
Preset the corkscrew.
I know, but that's what you got to be careful of before you even get to the top of the steps. You got to make sure the corkscrew's in the right place. So you go into the maze. So now it goes into the circular maze and you got to rotate it clockwise and anti-clockwise to get it out of the maze and drop it into the chute. It needs to go onto the... corkscrew. It takes quite a lot of dialing back and forth, so you can be quite harsh with it. You don't need to be too gentle. Right, he's moving it around. I can't quite see it on the camera, but I am filming this. I might just put it up on the website, thecheapshow.co.uk. That'll be nice for a change. So there we go. You got it?
Is that it?
I don't know. It should roll out automatically.
Roll out onto what? Onto the corkscrew?
Onto the corkscrew, yeah. No, got to roll it out. It comes out the top there.
Oh. And then it goes onto the corkscrew. Yeah. Right, I see. Sorry,
you've got to roll it. There's a hole in the back of that maze where you've got to...
I'm not doing the right thing.
Yeah. All right, now he's got it. He's rolling it around. You've got to get it to the outer rim so it rolls out. Another.
I can't get it in the hole.
You don't need to get it in the hole because you just need to put it onto the top so it rolls out.
Yeah, I know, but it has to go through the hole at the top, doesn't it? What do you mean put it on the top? What?
You've got to rotate it to the top of the circle, not the bottom.
Yeah, it's at the top, but there's no hole for it.
There is. There's a hole at the back of it.
Oh, I can't get it in there.
I think you're thinking about this way too much.
Here we go. There, mate.
Go on, get it up then. You can be harsh with it.
Don't be harsh. I don't want to be harsh.
Right, now you've got to go along the corkscrew. Go down the corkscrew the other way.
Oh, you're not at the top.
Yeah, go along the side of it.
Oh, you're just pushing it along.
So yeah, but be careful because it can push you off the side.
I'm enjoying this. I like screwball scramble too.
Yeah.
It is like watching a monkey do it though. Like one of those ever so slightly clever monkeys.
Fuck off.
Mr. Clever Monkey. Like the Project X monkeys with Matthew Broderick. Yeah, you got to be careful. There's a little bit where it kind of raises up and then dips, and that those dips you can lose it off to the side.
I can see.
Now, you're nearly there. You're a couple of inches away, maybe an inch away from the steps, and it should automatically roll you onto that step.
The top step or the bottom?
The bottom one.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
There you go. Now you've got to do the jumpy steps things. This is familiar. The other one has one of those as well. There you go. And then a big jump over to the side.
Well, where's it meant to land?
It's going to land on the other side of the corkscrew. Go on, hit it again. There we go. Now you go back the other way on the corkscrew. And you can be a little faster with this one now.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can because there's no threat. You just got to roll it to the pinball bit. There it goes. It rolls down. Now pinball it up. He's got to pinball it into another little scoop and then fire it a second time from there. This could take forever, though, this one. The tip with this one, mate, is not to pull it all the way back. You see what I'm saying? You've got to get it just enough so it bounces off the top of that. Yeah,
Oh, he's got a... This could go on forever. Oh, dear. This is riveting, this bit. Come on. You do it too hard. You can't do it too... Oh, there we go, nearly. Oh, God.
Little flick.
No, it's about not giving it a flick. It's about pulling it back and then releasing. Mate, just put it in the second part.
Putting it in there.
Please
do
it.
I will not cheat. I do not cheat. I have dignity. I'll be here all night if I need to be.
Don't. I have to edit this.
I'll be here all night if I need to be.
Please.
Manchovy.
Please make an effort. Please make an effort with this.
Fish peeny.
Because I'll give you a timer in a minute. You're not done in a minute. You stop. It's been already 5 minutes of you doing this. I got around this in 60 seconds.
No, you fucking
did. I fucking did.
Fuck off. You can't do this bit.
I've done it quicker than you, put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You're not thinking about it. You've got to think about it. It's got a touch. It's got a touch to it. I can't take this.
This is the most infuriating thing. This is like when you did that fucking...
I'm almost there.
You're not. I tend to find if you...
What?
Bring it halfway and then release it. Oh, God.
Hey, he's in!
Hey!
Yeah!
Right, then you have to give it a wallop so it goes in the bowl.
I'm fucking there, mate. Ye of little faith.
Come on, finish this off.
Ye of little to no faith.
It's been 7 minutes of this. Of watching a monkey play a kid's toy.
Stop calling me monkey.
Stop behaving and acting and moving
like
one.
You know what? We are apes. We humans, Paul, we are apes.
That's not what God says.
You just scratched the back of your head.
That's not what God says. Carry on. Come on.
You got personal talky talks of God, do you?
Yeah, me and him, tight as a fucking knot.
What does he say about me?
Not much.
Not much.
Not much, mate. You're an afterthought in creation.
Give it a big whack. Let...
Stroke, you went into the wrong hole.
Fuck!
I tell you what, put it back here.
Right, you got two holes at the top of that pot, look. So if it goes into the right-hand one, you're doomed.
Oh, I thought it actually swiveled. It doesn't.
No. You just got to get it up there. Oh,
yeah! Now I'm onto the twibbly-turly maze.
Now, you can be gentle with this one. You don't need to rock it as much as you think. Here we go. See? Oh, rock it in. Push it up. He's into the catapult. And now, the coup de grace, the bell, the ringing of the bell. And that's over. And it only took you 7.5 minutes, mate.
I love that. Can I have another go?
No, you're going to sit down and we're going to wrap this up.
Rush it up. Wrap my knob up. In newspaper like fish and chips, Paul. This is the theme. Oh, salt and vinegar. No, just my cock.
I'm not joining in anymore.
Curry sauce, mushy peas. Oh, I went to the doctor about that.
What's your favourite thing from the Tomy selection today? We had three strong
it's
hitters.
The Screwball Scramble.
The water, the shark, and we had Screwball
Easily
2.
Easily the Screwball Scramble. They're just great toys.
They are, aren't they? I was playing that for hours the other day. Seriously, when I first got it out, I was like, oh, and it was late at night and it was making a lot of noise, but I didn't care.
No, that's
I was
a lovely too busy. Thing. I mean, you know, it's plastic.
I was in Tomy Wonderland, I was.
It's plastic, so there is an argument to say we shouldn't be making anything from plastic anymore.
Well, no, by that logic, we shouldn't be making anything out of anything. I mean, yeah, well, I know, it sucks. What do you want to do about it? What are you doing about
it? I'm not doing anything about
it. Are you neutralising your carbon footprint? Yeah, I got on eBay.
Well, there you go.
And it was like some of the bits already open and stuff, so it must have been played with once.
But
and
honestly,
put back in.
It's almost a refinement of all the enjoyment that you get from the first one.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm thinking for the live show I'll get the third one and we can do it live
all the way along.
Scramble all three.
Well, it's not exactly sort of live entertainment, is it, Paul?
Mate,
I mean, you're going to cut down my 7 minute odyssey, aren't you?
Nah, it's all the skids stay in the picture, mate.
Right,
fish fingers. No. The captain's table. Oh, skate. That's another word for fish. You actually had to look up fish names to get manchovy, but
worked,
you did
though,
get
didn't it.
It. Yes, it did.
So don't complain. It was all worth it in the end.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I was just looking up fish names.
I've got you on it now.
Yeah, I shouldn't stop.
Oh, what did I think? Sturgeon.
Yeah, working the sturgeon
Working the fucking hurty sturgeon. Mate,
Squirt the birch.
Squirt the splurge the sturgeon.
Mate, we're not topping Manchover. We know it.
Manchover. It shows Manchover.
Crab sticks. I don't know. We're just saying fish now. It's fun. I you like, say it at home. I say like, a fish right
I
now.
I find fish funny.
Yeah. Salmon.
That is quite a funny fish.
Trout.
Very funny fish.
Slippery eel.
Rainbow trout.
Yeah. I like that. That was my guts this morning.
Oh, that was your... And we're through.
And we're through. Round. And we're out. That was Cheap Show this week. Thank you for listening. We hope you did. Look, go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. It's your one-stop shop for everything. Links to our social media, links to YouTube, links to videos, links to individual pages that accompany each episode, and also a link to our Patreon, but you can go there direct, patreon.com/cheapshow. If you want to get involved, give what you can, but only if you can. And if you do, you'll get loads of extra podcasts, videos, Cheap Show magazines digitally. They're all there for you. All sorts of wonderful behind-the-scenes stuff as well. But go to thecheapshow.co.uk, your one-stop shop for everything Cheap Show based.
Paul.
Well, no. I know where you're going with the conspiratorial tone.
No, I'll tell
we're
him.
Not doing any
I'll
character
tell him. What
shit.
Should I tell him then?
Tell him. No,
tell
I'm
him to wait
tell,
till
no,
next
no,
week.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Because he wants to
we're
see Trackbot.
Doing,
he wants to see
Trackbot this week.
What shall I tell him then? What shall I tell him that Trackbot...
Trackbot's sleeping. Just say he's sleeping.
Well, but he said that he was invited onto the show by Trackbot.
Yeah, well, Trackbot doesn't exist. What? Neither does he. You're in charge of this, and I'm telling you,
shall I tell
Eli Silverman.
I think he's
I'm
brought,
too ill for
I
con-
think he's brought, like, a sleeping bag. So should I just tell him to sleep there in the anteroom of my mind, like, till next week?
You're staring at me like a fucking madman right now.
Do you think Trackbot will...
This is like an episode of Mindhunter.
Do you think Trackbot...
Where I'm, like, talking to some fucking, like, the BTK killer or something.
you're trying to confess
something.
Do you think Trackbot... Listen. This is
why
serious...
do you have these thoughts about your mother, Eli?
This is a serious question.
It is a serious question. Why are you obsessed with fish and your mother? Hey, what's going on there? And this strange voice outside that wants to travel. Do you feel restricted? Do you feel mother didn't let you go anywhere?
Paul.
Is this you trying to spread your wings?
I'll tell him that Trackbot... Listen.
You do whatever...
On a level... Because I have to deal with this!
You do whatever you want,
I have to deal with this!
You do
week
you
in,
want.
Week out. I'll tell him to wait and Trackbot will receive him next week, okay?
All right, whatever you want to do.
If you're feeling better, Trackbot will receive him next week.
And I hope
week.
You're feeling better too, Eli, if that's what you
idiot.
Need to do.
You're a dick.
We are to save space
you're
here.
You're lucky
you
that you said that Manchovy thing, or else you'd be in my shit list this
Would
week.
I?
You're lucky you came up with that. And you had to look up the word anchovy to come up with it as well.
Yeah, well, look,
list
don't let
of
me get
fish.
My...
You fucking cheat fish. Used a fish cheat list.
I'll get my stanky Kraken out in a minute if you want. Hey?
Stanky Kraken.
And I think I can say with that I won today's show.
Just tell Trackbot he needs to be ready next week.
Trackbot, be ready next week. Oh, I'll be ready
oh,
then.
Oh, that's not good.
I don't care. Let's just end this. Let's just... Don't fart. Ooh. Talk about whistle down the wind. Right, see you next week, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.